What's happening?
Get ready for us. We're going live.
Fellas,
it's a chance of the three part life. What's going on?
George Pappas from Brooklyn. He's the family man, peacemaker, the mediator, the squirrel, jack of all trades, the brain. G is a cancer and he drinks Stolio. Bruno Diaz from Jersey. He is the sound guru, Captain Literal, mouth like a sailor, the stickler, funny one-liners, the beard. B is a Gemini and he drinks Jack Daniels. Darren Lorenzo from Atlanta. He is the smooth talker, soul brother, the creator, the straight shooter, the night charmer, the muscle. D is a Sagittarius, and he drinks cognac and much more.
In a robe with a margarita.
Did I miss the damn Zoom thing?
No. Yeah, because you got sent the email. But to your defense, I did not remind you today like we had been talking about it, us three.
Exactly. I'm like...
Well, I mean, I'm not your secretary, though.
Yeah, you are, bitch.
Now, go get my dry cleaning. <You know.
laughs> Bring me a pizza.
Cut the crust out.
Are you going on? What are you doing over there?
What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
He's walking around in his underwear. He's trying to put on a robe or something.
Who? I'm naked in bed. Shut up.
The hell? Hold on.
I'm trying to turn off the video so I can just have audio.
So, hit the
little camera.
Stop the video. Yeah, hit stop. Oh, yeah,
it. Well, whatever you do, don't move your phone.
Yeah, don't let the phone drop.
Oh, George, you would like it if it dropped.
Don't drop the soap.
Wait, I did something else wrong.
Okay. You blacked it out, but I guess
I think those are the covers, so I need you to stop moving.
Wait, I can't get it.
That's what he said.
How do you know?
Classic.
Oh, that's better. That's better.
Mike Hammond from Hollis, Queens. He's the master vocalist, the fat kid, the lush, Mr. Know-It-All, Batman. Mike is a Pisces, and he drinks tequila.
Hey, Bruno. What's going on?
Hey. Yeah, now we can look at the screen again.
Exactly. Now I can pull the actual phone up and see who's on here.
Because you did something. I thought I saw sheets and I was like, oh, shit. Don't know what's happening next.
You might have. I mean,
is that a thigh?
Listen, you might have. You've been to my house so many times you didn't see it. So
like my eyes. My eyes.
My eyes.
Listen, that's a privilege to see these cheeks.
Thank
God. Look, again, hi, Bruno.
Hey.
I know this is your first time experiencing this conversation.
The Michael naked in bed conversation? Yes, it is the first time I'm hearing this conversation.
Yeah,
I'm gonna need you to edit that part where I said that I was, thank you.
That you were naked?
Are you a naked?
Yes.
Are you a naked?
All that intro part, please.
Oh, we're starting here. Hi, Mike.
Oh, hey, look who joined. That's a nice hat.
Oh, gosh. So what were y'all talking about? George, where you been? I heard you've been on your on tour.
Oh, man, I've been just playing.
This New York Borough tour, boy. Every time he's in a different borough.
George, you know, I have
him and Billy Joel.
Yeah, him and Billy.
We have a new name for you, George.
Uh-oh. What is it?
We'll be on tour. You on your Jilly Bowl tour.
Jilly Bowl.
I was looking at my schedule. I was like, oh, man, I have two shows this week. I'm like, where are they? I'm like, on Howard Beach and in Coney Island. It's like...
Perfect.
Queens and Brooklyn. And I'm like, this really is the all borough summer where it's like, I'm just every weekend I'm on
planes. Have you done Staten Island, your borough right now?
Refuse.
Are you really? Listen,
you want to keep it outside the neighborhood?
They don't pay scale out here, man. They don't pay scale. They want me to do like $200 games. Like, I'm not kidding.
Listen, You're in a New York state of mind.
Hell.
Get it?
Boom, 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 boom.
He's getting used to all those uptown girls, so.
I quit. I'm getting to the point now where I'm starting to hate Billy Joel music. I mean, I love Billy Joel music, but I'm getting to the point where I'm like, I don't know how much longer I can play it for without like...
Play when it starts to fire!
Yeah. Play.
Some folks like to get away. They take a holiday from the neighborhood.
Oh, God. There's always that reference, man. The fucking Step Brothers reference.
You don't know. Oh, we only play 80s Joel.
Yeah.
Only 80s Joel.
And why you needed me to.
Hey, Billy Joel, you up sucks.
Hey, listen, mother. We only sing 80s Joel. So take your skank hooker wife and get the fuck out of here.
Darren, is that like a beanie that you're wearing? What is
and
that?
Is that an American flag patch or what? Or is that like a teddy bear patch? What are you? What?
I dig it.
It's kind of like I guess it's kind of like a beanie.
Uh huh.
Yeah. This is what my in flight attire was.
In flight. So what time's your flight tomorrow?
4:20
in the morning.
Nah, it's in the evening. Oh. But oh. I was just more so giggling about the 4:20 part of it.
Yeah.
What up? We got that part.
Why are you going to be high or something? What the hell?
High in the sky.
Just high in the sky.
Oh, when'd you go back?
Today at about, I don't know, 3:30.
Oh, bitch, you on tour too. We're going to need a name for you too.
OG on tour is Bruno.
Jilly Bowl.
Jilly Bowl. I like that.
I like Jilly Bowl. That's good. Actually, that should be a name of a Billy Joel cover band.
Yeah.
Jilly Bowl. Trademark that shit.
You got to trademark it because Mariah Carey trying to trademark the Queen of Christmas.
Oh, really? Oh.
Did y'all hear about that? And then Darlene Love is pissed off saying that David Letterman called her that back in the 80s or 90s.
Yeah, she's like, hold fear.
Okay, but why you want to be the bitch of a holiday? I don't understand. It only comes around once a year.
I think after Mariah Carey fucked up that New Year's Eve about 5 years ago, she shouldn't want to be the queen of any of that.
Nope.
But again, what you going to do for the rest of the year? it's one goddamn day.
She sings that dubbed over version of All I Want for Christmas.
All I Want for Christmas, yeah.
Public from Christmas Center. And then she goes back to rock and collects her $300 million a year. And
is that the only song she sings
nowadays?
I mean, is that the only Christmas song she sings? I mean, I'm sorry.
I think so.
No. Didn't she get
Christmas? No.
She had like two Christmas albums or something.
Really?
She had Christmas albums.
Did she write that? Did she write that song?
All I Want for Christmas, yeah.
So that's what she made the bulk of her money then?
No. Well, it was, she made,
Butterfly.
She made money off of it.
She made Butterfly. Money off of it. Fly. She made money off of a lot.
I wasn't really like a huge Mariah Carey fan. I thought she had a nice voice, so I don't really know. I always wondered how she got so rich.
Emotions. I mean,
from
that's
writing,
emotions.
Yeah, she has like two or three diamond albums.
Peak, guys. Peak Mariah. Like her first three albums are super fire.
Hold up, Mike. You said diamond. Is that what's above the platinum?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Who else has had a diamond album before?
Whitney has a few.
Whitney.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And that's when you sell over how many?
Over 2 million.
2 million?
2 million? 2 million. Oh, it has 10. To be more.
10. 10 million. 10. Yeah, I was going to say, I thought it was 10, yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
They have other statuses now, like with stream, but now that we have streaming platforms, like how you get to those numbers, though, it's like totally different game now. Which I'm
ain't nobody making that anymore.
No,
it's like your album has to be out, and these has to be continuously counting. Because literally, Whitney's second album just got diamond.
Hmm. So how are artists making a lot of money like they used to back in the day?
Stripping.
Use what?
Social media.
You say stripping?
Yeah,
yes, I did. Because that's all less. That's all less on the charts.
Social media.
Strippers.
advertising.
Okay.
You also understand that, like, per stream, artists are getting so fucked.
Yeah.
Michael, do you have any of your shit on I've looked you up. Actually, you don't. You don't. But I'm like,
he has Funny on there, right? You have Funny, that some of those songs on there, right? I think that's on Instagram at least.
What is George saying?
Like Spotify or like Apple Music. Do you have any of your music on that, Michael?
Yeah.
So you understand that like coin game. It's like you make like a quarter of a cent every time something streams. It's like you make nothing on it.
Yeah, and why is that? Yeah. Is it because people are doing illegal downloads or some other reason?
No,
it's just crappy music business.
Right.
Wow.
Like a lot of you see, that's why a lot of artists recently have been like either taking their stuff off of major platforms. Or just not putting their shit on platforms anymore.
I know somebody that just puts their stuff on the shelf.
Is it because people are just making like singles and shit, and it's all like it costs like 99 cents to download? Yeah.
Like
instead of somebody buying a whole album.
If you have something, even if you have something on, let's say, Apple Music, it's like, believe it or not, you'll make more on Apple Music than something on Spotify. The big one. Where they royally fuck you is on Spotify.
Can we take a moment to actually mourn the death of that last joke that Darren tried to just pull off?
I saw him smiling. I didn't get the whole point, though.
Can we have a moment of silence? We just need a moment of silence.
I didn't catch it. It over my head. What was it?
Repeat.
Always clown Mike because some of his last catalog of music he just won't put out.
Oh, that was... I did think... Okay. Is that shade that he's throwing?
Yeah.
But I can't really see his face, which I'm fine with because I don't know what he looks like over there right now.
Oh, you know. Look, I caught it. I caught it and it fell real flat and I was like, yeah. Look.
Look at Darren Walker. Darren walking around with an umbrella over there for all that shade.
Look, all together now. Well, George, I don't know if they told you, but I asked about you last time when you went MIA. Are you crazy? And I thought you got kicked out the group.
Yeah, nobody else gave a fuck, George.
Yeah, I was like,
fuck you.
I was like, where's George?
Who?
I was like, oh. I said, let me not talk about George before I kicked out the group.
Mike took a whole episode of silence because you just weren't here.
Yeah, I wouldn't talk.
Mike clenched his pearls when he found out that I wasn't in.
Oh. Why I gotta wear pearls, George? Why I gotta wear pearls? See, now here we go. Now, right. George.
Next Who told time, you I like a pearl necklace? Come on.
Look, next time, George, I ain't gonna be on your side.
George, maybe he likes chokers.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Darren, are you y'all gonna make me come out guns blazing in a minute.
Mike, how's your summer been? I've been seeing some photos of you out there traveling, doing some gigs, staying busy.
Well, you haven't seen photos of me because I don't take photos of me, but you've seen me. Yeah, I've been doing some gigs out. But yeah, you know, this summer, George, I really wanted to do a screenwriting class, but it just didn't work out.
It didn't get approved. What do you want me to say? If it got approved.
Okay, well, you could have told me that part, George, and I was waiting on you to say something.
I text you about it.
George, you text me how much it costs. And I said, oh, cool. Just let me know. I'll let you know what happened. I said, okay, great.
Honestly, Mike, if I didn't, I could have swore I'd text you that I'd get approval for it.
Josh, do you like a little choking yourself?
No, seriously, if I didn't, I apologize. But, dude.
Okay, I accept your apology, Josh, because I did not know it was not accepted.
I wish you would have told me. I wish you would have checked in with me.
I was waiting on you because you said, I'll let you know.
Darren.
And you'll reach out.
Okay. Look at Darren's filter right now. Look at Darren's
filter. Oh my god. Y'all are funny. Baby, you're a
special one would ever.
These are the men of
3.5.
The gents of 3.5.
Well, all right.
All right.